Welcome to the Health Tips Podcast. The Health Tips Podcast is all about health and fitness, but it's not just health and fitness. We talk about how does one fit in fitness in a busy schedule. The Health Tips Podcast is one of India's oldest podcasts, if not the oldest health and fitness online show from India. Crazily popular we are, we had to change our servers midway because the earlier one couldn't handle the traffic. A shout out to our sponsor, Atharva Marcom. Atharva Marcom is India's smartest public relations firm, delivering smart communication solutions to individuals, corporates and organizations, and turning them into celebrities. Reach out to them at atharvamarcom@gmail.com. That's atharvamarcom@gmail.com. Today I have an interesting guest who crosses the realm of physical and financial fitness. A guru and a guide to thousands of women, he truly lives the phrase of women's empowerment. Mr. Bishnu Dhanuka is the co-founder of Millennium MAMS, a Kolkata-based not-for-profit organization with the sole objective of creating financial awareness and literacy among women. The organization has since multiplied manifold and has touched the lives of over 3,000 women, giving them an opportunity to build financial acumen. The curriculum imparts financial knowledge through the study of current affairs, business dailies, analyzing the sector-wise balance sheets, AGM participation, tracking of global economic trends and plant visits. Since its inception, several enterprising women have become successful entrepreneurs, businesswomen and investors with robust portfolios. I present to you part one of Empowerment Through Financial Fitness with Mr. Bishnu Dhanuka. To keep listening to the Health Tips Podcast, follow us on Twitter at Health Tips Radio, on iTunes at the Health Tips Podcast, or on Facebook at Health Tips Radio, or on Podomatic. Tell us something little bit about your life and how you reached here from where you were. I know you're from the typical, I would say the Marwadi, because they know all about money. So tell us how you reached here and how the journey was.
Thank you, Karan. Let me start my journey from my childhood, which was not that pleasant. I lost my mother at the age of 2 or 3, and then I was pampered and looked after by my father. And because of that pampering, I may say that I was a spoiled child. Then after I got married at a very early age, that may be the case in our Marwari families, and particularly looking at the situation at home, I have to accept to get married early. So after my wife Shashi,
and your wife was the choice of your father?
No. It was purely my choice.
Okay, wow.
And I worked a little harder to get her into my life. Then when she entered into my life, it was a...
So where was the first date?
Not exactly the date, because she was from Eastern UP, that eastern part of India. So it was not what is happening in the present day world.
Yeah. But no Facebook and WhatsApp.
No way. Uh-huh. No way. And
that. What was the name?
Shashikala Dhanuka.
Shashikala.
And she was really a big inspiration in my life. And she changed the way I behave in life and with people, because, as I said, because in the absence of mother, father can look after in a very small way. So she changed my life.
How did she change? Give me some incident which was.
Let me tell you very frankly, I used to wear chappal even when I have to go to office.
Uh-huh.
So she objected, well, what are you doing? Your personality will collapse. So I started putting shoes, and the dressing sense was very, very abnormal. That she changed. And at the time of my marriage also, we didn't have the money. So somehow or other, we managed our life with a very, very limited resources. Then the question came that where from money will come? I could complete only my graduation, although I got...
So what was the business at that time?
There was no business because there was a big gap, age gap between me and my father. And he was into share business, but mm-hmm. that was not doing well at all. So it was a very big challenge for me. I got admission in IIT Kharagpur.
Wow.
But still, I could not pursue my studies because of the family problems or atmosphere. Then I had to switch over to money making.
Mm-hmm.
And the capital, you will not believe me, I had was zero. So from zero capital, you want to start earning money to take care of the family need. That was the biggest challenge.
Yeah.
And that was also a big opportunity. I always believe that a person whose need is taken care of, financial need is taken care of, he cannot grow to a very big height. He does not have that passion just to survive. Forget about living life fully. So I started some business as advised by one of my cousin, which doesn't need any money, like brokerage.
Mm-hmm.
Brokerage of coal supply. Like say, you are my customer and somebody is a colliery owner. So it was a matchmaking between customer and the colliery owner.
So how was it to do business in those days? Was it as tough as it today, or you know, easier or more difficult?
I think there is no difference.
How would you find a client in those days?
It was a big challenge. Some reference definitely of my father's connection, of my friend's connection, and they will not treat you well because you are a broker. You are a broker,
right.
A small-time broker.
Yeah.
So one thing I noted is if you continue to believe in yourself, and there was no option but to believe in yourself, and that's how, because we had a place to live, our own place to live.
Mm.
So that was taken care of.
Mm.
So it was a big struggle. Then I started trading in coal. I remember, 5,000 rupees from my uncle, and reluctantly he gave that money.
Which was big money in those days.
Yes, yes. Hmm. And that money was blocked with some customer who refused to give me my money back. So it was a horrible experience because my uncle was chasing me to return the money.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go to Odisha. By train, yes. And to beg with him that if you don't give my money, it is not that your money,
mm-hmm.
Then I will be in a big, big soup. So somehow or other, I could get back the money and return that money to my uncle. But at that time, I understood that when you don't have any resources, nobody is there to help you. Nobody is there to trust you. So you have to do something on your own. You don't have any choice.
So are there some business principles that you learned in those days, two or three, which you feel that people should know, or young, because there are a lot of young entrepreneurs, startups who are doing business today. They need to learn from, you know, these experiences.
First of all, I was a very, very practical person, understanding the age gap between me and my father. So I thought that I should have some godfather. But why I will get the godfather? Because he is not getting anything out of me. So I could manage to pamper one of my cousin who turns out to be my guru, Mr. Shankar Lal Dhanuka. It took a few years to come in closer contact with him. But I understood the game, and that what youngster also should understand their resources, which may not be money, but you have to have something on the platter. And that was my connection with my godfather. Financially, he did not help me because that was not that practical. But he always used to give me proper advice. Vishnu, you should do this. Then in the long run, I remember one incident. He told me that, Vishnu, you start a joint stock company. I was laughing. I don't have any money. What I will do with a joint stock company? So he said that, don't you want to become a rich person? Well, surely, then this is the seed. And I started my company in the name of my mother, Moina Merit Private Limited. And I understand why he mentioned that. Because without any base, and the base always starts from a very simple number. Now my company, with God's grace, is doing well, and my all the wealth that is in that company only. So these small things we miss out.
Yeah. So you're now a godfather to a few thousand women who you have brought in that learning very well, you know, of being a godfather and you have given the vision.
Maybe the seed was sown by my godfather. Yeah. And my father was also at that time was very modern. He used to take care, or in a way coerce also, to study more. I remember that he was coercing us always to read newspaper, English newspaper, at that time.
Which was very visionary.
Very unique. Yeah. Only one paper, The Statesman, used to come to our house. And he will not settle for less. You have to read for half an hour or 1 hour. And that was so painful. Now I understand.
Finances were low, you know.
Finances, so there is no way finances were not there. But to know about what is happening in the world, I give all the credit to my father, because as we go further, I got motivation from him. And I'm motivating or coercing also all my students to read newspaper. And that was the starting point. Yeah. That was a big motivation. And after that, I could accumulate a capital of, at that time, 1.5 lakh rupee.
Wow.
And because, you know, you don't have the order, then you take risk. Hmm. That is another message, that you should be very, very careful with your seed capital. So I also took that risk. I found one customer who did not pay me back again the 1.5 lakh rupees. So my seed capital was zero again.
Wow.
Back to square one. When I remember, Karan, when I used to pass through that building, I start weeping, because now again I'm zero. So it is very difficult to start afresh always. But with God's grace, and as because there was no option, that may be another message to the younger ones, that if you close down all your options, particularly the comfort which your parents give, if you close down that option, then so many options come up, and it is very painful, but when it comes up, you really enjoy. And you are titled as a self-made man.
Yeah.
That may not be 100% correct, because so many people they contributed to my life. That's how my married life was very, very successful. And she continues to participate, because you know, when you don't have the money even to spend for the day-to-day expenditure, then daily we used to plan. This month we will be earning say 3,000 rupees, and the expenditure including electricity comes to say 3,500. So there is no option but to reduce 500 rupees expenditure, because you don't get that money. Yeah. And say we could save 100 rupees in electricity, 200 rupees here and there.
So so the spirit of your father, I see clearly the spirit of your father and your wife lives on in Millennium Mams and together. But one thing which, you know, I think when you talk about walking, and it's very important to be mentally fit.
Yes.
and be physically fit, like, you know, because without that, you there is no way in which you can take on the trials and tribulations of especially an entrepreneur's life.
That's
so
right.
You know, I know that you've been, you know, a very passionate about yoga, meditation. Mm-hmm. and even now you spend some part of your, even though you're busy, but you take off and you just zone out for some time. So tell us a little bit about how you maintain that physical and mental fitness.
I agree with you, but before that, let me tell you the biggest tragedy of my life. Like say we are talking, we are talking with you, I lost my wife, I think at the when I was around 40.
Wow.
So, and that was all of a sudden. Like say we are just having our dinner, etc., and within 2 hours everything was over. At that time,
I mean, there was no sickness or anything.
No sickness, not at all. Doctor was also present, luckily. At that time, can you imagine, myself and my son, two male members, we were staying in that big bungalow. So everyone blackmailed us, the cook, the servant, but at that time that's how you can deal the crisis in your life. I thought that I should end my life.
Huh? Oh my God!
Because I cannot survive, because it was all of a sudden, and I was too much dependent upon her. But little bit spirituality which I pursued in my childhood, that helped me. Then I decided that no, this option is not open. So if this option is not open, then what is the other option? The other option is to live. Now, how to live, that was the question. Whether to live or not, that question was over. How to live?
Mm-hmm.
And there, I got, I think, divine support from my guru, whom I did not know at that time, but he just came in my life, Dr. H.R. Nagendra. He is a yoga guru, and he turned around my life, and that's how I was introduced to yoga. And I can tell you, I could not have come out with that crisis unless I would have the support of yoga. And that continues, as you said.
Do you define yoga? Like yoga, some people think yoga is just a physical way of, is just physical fitness. But I think it's more than that.
Definitely. Physical fitness is a bonus, you can say, or by the way, because ultimately all the disease, their root is in the mind. So unless you treat that mind, you cannot have effect on physical. So what happened that I started coming to an ashram, yoga ashram, that is in Bangalore city, 100-acre complex. So there I was 100% introduced to yoga, and they made me the chairman of this Calcutta branch. Huh. And from the last 25 years, I'm regularly coming to the ashram, and personally I'm doing at least 1.5 hour, if not more, of yoga. And the benefits are immense.
So take us through your yoga routine. Like what all do you do? And without not too many asana names, because some people may not understand the asana names. Yes. But little bit about your yoga routines.
Mainly I focus on relaxation, pranayama. That is the main important area in yoga. And some asana, some loosening exercise. Then when I come back after a very busy schedule, as you said, in the evening, I'm totally tired mentally and physically. Then I do some very important relaxation technique, like a PET, pranic energization technique, or DRT, deep relaxation technique. That's how I can manage my life, because all my students and my friends and acquaintances, they just wonder how I am surviving. So I've got so many hats to wear.
Mm.
And somehow that with God's grace and with the grace of yoga.
So what is your routine? Your 1.5 hours routine. Is it a specific one set?
Definitely. 8 to 9:20 in the morning.
So how do you start? What do you start?
I start with loosening exercise. And then some asanas, then relaxation, then pranayama. That's how I complete 1 hour, 20 minutes. And in the evening also, I do the relaxation exercise for, say, 30 minutes. And Karan, I tell you, if you want to be successful...
That was part one. To listen to part two, make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Health Tips Radio, on iTunes at The Health Tips Podcast, or on Facebook at Health Tips Radio, or on Podomatic. Thank you to our sponsor, Atharva Marcom. They make people famous, and if you want to reach out to them or talk to them, write to them at atharvamarcom@gmail.com or call them at 988-649-40095. Stay healthy, keep moving.